Eastern Commissioner to, if she would take this appointment, and I believe she has agreed to take this appointment.
It's okay.
And that will take me off of the extension and let her sit on the extension.
Do you know what the term is? Or is it just a...
I'm not sure what the term is.
Move to appoint Commissioner Wyatt to the University of Missouri Extension.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye. I don't know if I should vote in there or not.
It's not like it's a paid...
Motion carries. Appointment of representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Session, Executive Board.
It's for District N. I think Commissioner Strahan was on that board as well. And then our representative that we send, is that, Mr. Starrett, do you normally attend those meetings, correct? Is that, I know there's been some discussion, or is that something you were wanting to do as well, or?
That's fine if that's what you desire.
What?
I mean, as a commission.
That's fine with me.
Move to appoint Commissioner Wyatt to the, as the representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for tipping services, number 201612-354.
Ms. White, did you abstain in that prior?
She didn't.
No.
Representative to Southwest Missouri Solid Waste.
If I need to abstain, I'll abstain.
She was asking.
Okay.
Because you didn't say anything.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
Ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, commissioners. This is reference to bid number 201612-354 for tipping services for our transfer station. This is a bid that was requested by Road and Bridge. Released this on December 24th of 2016. And it closed last week, January 25th. We received the two usual responses that we received. There's two qualified vendors that are eligible to participate in this bid that we usually put out every 2 years. Those responses came from WCA America and Republic Services. And all of those vendors attended the bid opening as well as they're here this morning, both of them, both of them, I should say. Mr. Hayes took possession of copies, full copies of each response, went into an extensive review phase, and he has a recommendation now to make on award that I will turn it over to Mr. Hayes for him to explain the details of his award recommendation.
Morning. If you look on the spreadsheet, as per the bid, Republic Services basically turned in a bid for the 75% or more value at $12.50 per ton cost for tipping services, and Waste Corporation turned in a bid of $15. So we're using them two numbers because the past several years we've always hauled 75% or more to one or the other vendor. So on the other spreadsheet, we base that on a 20-ton load with one driver and the hauling to either Lamar or Hartville, which Lamar is Republic Services location and Hartville is Waste Corporation location for the landfill. On just a one-load basis, same driver, same type load, cost would come out $12.19 difference, more money left over for us with going to Lamar. Now we base that on a week with the same driver, overtime included, we come out with $77.78 difference based on a week's haul, 10 loads. And so on my recommendation, we're recommending Republic Services as primary and Waste Corporation as secondary.
This would be, as included in the bid specifications, a two-year agreement.
What are we currently at? Just curious.
Do what?
What are we currently at? Just curious.
We're currently hauling to...
No, I meant the...
Per ton?
Tipping fee.
$12, I believe.
Okay. I don't have any questions. Do you guys?
No questions.
No.
Move to award bid number 201612-354. Primary to Republic Services and secondary to Waste Corporation.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning, all we have for as court orders go are personal property paid abatements, and the abatement numbers go from 300169 through 300175. On 169, taxpayer traded three trucks in 2008 Chevrolet, 2011 Ford, and 2007 Chevy Chevrolet for the 2015 Ford on 12/15/2014. Please see attached DOR documentation and refund overpayment of the 1960 assessed. On 170, duplicate assessment paid under account number 1-87903. Please refund the 12-180 assessed. $171 through $173 are all tax code changes. $171 is not a tax code change. It's decreased personal. Per call from Ken, the pontoon was overassessed for 2016. It was assessed for $3,230 when it was supposed to be assessed for $2,100. Please refund at 11:30, assessed back to the taxpayer. And 172 through 175 are district changes. Brought to my attention this morning that the court order paperwork does not show the actual before values. It's showing what the values would have been if it was under the correct tax code. It went from a 4CXB to a 4CWX, which changes it from being inside the city limits to outside the city limits. And that is, it's the same on all three of those, which is 300, 172, 173, and 174.
Which city limits? Just curious. Branson?
Branson.
So you're asking to just deny those
since it's not showing us, it's just showing us the values that it would, the before values, as if they was outside the city limits of Branson, but this paperwork's not showing actually the change that was made. It's just showing the tax abated values.
It's a program error.
Yeah. Where it should be showing in the before column the 4CXB values, but it's not. It's showing the 4CXW values in before. Is that making any sense to you?
Yeah, it should be the same values, just not have a city tax, correct?
Well, it'd be the same values, but this here's the, what it's showing you is their actual tax bill.
Right,
which would have changed because of the city versus the Western Fire.
But you're correct. The value didn't change, but because of the tax code.
Yeah. But if you look down the
taxes should be changed, and it didn't show it right.
I mean, that, if you need to redo it, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you look under the collect line, where cities, it's at zero. So you're still collecting zero city tax.
Yep, correct. But it should have showed the before on the city tax.
Right.
It's not doing it. So
their total should still be the 648.33, but
yes,
they should show a higher value before.
Yes.
A higher total taxation.
Yes.
Before.
Yes. And that's how all three of them are.
It's all three denied. The only question I have is on the pontoon boat. Where do we get the values for pontoon boats at? Is that through a black book or blue book? Or
I reviewed that with Glenda this morning, and there's times that there'd be an override value put in the system instead of the value that comes off of the book. And there was an override value in there, and that's what they pay taxes on instead of the value that comes off of the book. If you look at our program, there'll be a little box around it that indicates that was an override value. I think it was like $3,000-some or so.
$3,230. Well, it should have been assessed at $2,100.
I guess that's my question is, where do you, how do we know it should be assessed at $2,100?
There's a book, just like an NADA
okay,
book.
That's what I'm, so you got the $2,100 came from a book?
Correct.
The way it was explained to me, there wasn't a VIN. If there had been a VIN number in there, it would have automatically depreciated.
If we got it right, yeah.
And there wasn't a VIN number, so it kept it at the same value.
Gotcha. So you want
172, 173, and 174.
Denied.
Until we can get that paperwork, get the program to show what it was before. Because right now it's showing that there's nothing been changed at all. And it should show it. That way it just, you know, otherwise it's not going. I'm looking at further down the road at the audits and stuff. Well, why'd y'all do this? Nothing changed, you know. It's just
And then what's the last one?
And the last one is for Debbie.
Phone call.
By phone. Office and customer error made three items duplicated on the 2016 bid. And I have